Hi everyone, welcome to another installment of the John and John video series. Now John Huey is traveling, but we've included him today just so that he can be part of this great session. You know, one of the things that we often talk to businesses about is this idea of how to best manage risk. Where should they make their investments to protect themselves against malicious activities? So today, I'll put on my tinfoil hat and we're going to have a conversation about how organizations can best invest to manage the risk of malicious activities. So I'm here in front of the whiteboard and we'll talk about this idea of reducing the chance of something bad happening. We'll call that the probability. So the chance of something bad happening here at the top, 100%, here at the bottom. And we want to invest wisely so that we can prevent things from happening. And so our investment will be here on the bottom axis. Now, sometimes when we talk to organizations, the security people get a little bit carried away. And what they may want to do is invest in activities that are very specialized security gear, very specialized processes or techniques that really might not reduce the risk that much. And one of the great things is that you can invest in inexpensive activities, inexpensive things to help reduce that risk significantly. Things like upgrading to the latest version of an operating system, like Windows 10, can significantly reduce the risk of exposure or an attack. Antivirus software, keeping your software up to date. Education and awareness help you reduce the risk of having something bad happen in your environment. And so you're able then to quickly and easily drop down that likelihood of something bad happening. Now, we often talk to our customers about cloud and how cloud can help reduce the risk. Well, the great thing about cloud is that the hyperscale providers like Microsoft invest in all that sophisticated equipment, intrusion detection systems, denial of service mitigations so that it prevents you from being flooded with unwanted traffic, antivirus, keeping your software up to date, and allows you then to have this great curve of being able to reduce the risk for your organization by adopting cloud services, and then being able to focus on things like education and awareness, getting people not to be curious about attachments and double-clicking on that executable. And so the cloud is offering organizations this great opportunity to significantly reduce the risk at a low cost to their organization. And that's what we feel is very important for businesses here in Canada. So thank you for watching this latest installment, and we'll be back in next week with another great installment around reducing risk and security in the cloud.